Almighty God, we pledge ourselves to work in harmony for the social, cultural, and economic well-being of our little city. Help us to be wise in our deliberations and
City Council acknowledges five traditional owners of this land, Wurundjeri, Gadigal, Bokjarawa, Djambal people, and recognise the important and ongoing place for all Indigenous people in our community.
To the elders, both past and present, and commit to working together in the spirit of mutual understanding and respect for the benefit of the broader community and future generations. We also pray for the citizens of Ukraine and those impacted by the current flooding situation in Queensland and New South Wales. Our thoughts and prayers are with all of those people. Amen. Please be seated. Welcome councillors, staff, members of the gallery and the media to our council meeting. My name is Councillor Robin Gillane, Mayor of Horsham Rural City Council. I advise the public that tonight's council meeting will be recorded to maintain an audio archive and will be placed on the council website as soon as possible. We have an apology from Councillor Haynell tonight. Could I have a motion to accept the apologies, please? Councillor Ross, Councillor Power. All those in favour? Thank you. That is carried. Are there any requests for leave of absence? No? Thank you. Confirmation of minutes. The minutes of council meeting held on Monday, 24th of January and 14th of February, 2022. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Bowe.
The minutes
emanating
from the council meetings of the Horsham Rural City Council had online and live streamed at 5:30 on the 24th of January 2022 and at 5:15 on the 14th of February 2022 be adopted.
Thank you, Councillor Bowe. Can I have a seconder for that motion, please? Councillor Power. All those in favour, please raise your hand where I can see it. Thank you. That is carried. Are there any declarations of conflict of interest on tonight's agenda? I would like to acknowledge that I have previously declared a conflict of interest for 9.4, the flood amendment. However, the subsequent research has indicated that my interest is actually in common with a substantial number of residents in our municipality. So my interest, conflict of interest is no longer relevant in my opinion. Item 8, public question time. We have public questions from Angela Munn on behalf of the Horsham North Planning Community. Question 1. Residents of Northern Horsham Planning and Community request that the following information, works and issues be actioned by HRCC. Can this be done as a priority, please? The first issue, speed humps in Albert Street is the highest priority. Mr. Martin.
It's certainly agreed that the reconstruction of
Albert Street, completed in 2021, left the speed hump near Crump Street as being less effective. We identified this in about December 2021, and works have now planned to reshape the speed hump to slow traffic more effectively very soon. The southern speed hump was unaffected by those works and remains acceptable.
Thank you, Mr. Martin. Question 2, remediation of Mill Street is our second highest priority. Mr. O'Brien.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The council has commenced developing a landscape plan for the Horsham Rail Corridor. This will include consideration of improvements to Mill Street between Kalki Road, Overpass and Wawana Road. Issues outlined regarding Mill Street are also being considered in the development of the 2022-23 council budget. Horsham North community will be able to provide feedback on the draft landscape plan in the coming months as part of the broader Horsham North local area planning project.
3, the parks in Horsham North were another highly ranked issue of need. Mr. O'Brien.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The development of a play space plan for the municipality is currently being considered as part of the 2022-23 budget deliberations. This will provide guidance for the future development of all of our parks, including those in Horsham North. The community will be given an opportunity to be involved in the development of this plan.
Thank you, Mr. O'Brien. Question four. Doohan Road pedestrian access. Doohan Road, Edith Street, was the final item that residents determined needed attention immediately. Mr. Martin.
Thanks again, Madam Mayor. Council's initial draft capital works budget for 2022-23 includes provision for upgrades to footpaths in Horsham North, so that all streets in the Horsham North area will have footpaths on at least one side. This upgrade program has identified the connection between the existing Edith Street footpath and the railway crossing in Doohan Road as a gap that does need to be fixed. The existing footpath along the west side of Doohan Road is agreed as a priority for upgrade. It is only currently bitumen for part of this length, with some parts of it being a loose, crushed rock surface. While that section wasn't initially included in the Horsham North upgrade project, it is a sensible inclusion to that program to provide a suitable standard footpath connection along Doohan Road.
Thank you, Mr. Martin. We have questions from Mr. Neville McIntyre of Horsham. Question one, is it Council's intention to still abide by the local traders' parking requirements within the Horsham CBD? Mr. O'Brien.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The draft Horsham CAD revitalisation streetscape plan, which is currently out for community feedback, includes exploring options for parking in Fibray Street, including parallel parking, and also options for the location of a town square. Community responses will be considered by Council in regards to the options put forward in the draft streetscape plan.
Thank you, Mr. O'Brien. Business houses need to know, as Council forced the removal of these verandas without any compensation, if Council wants them back, who pays for their replacement? Mr. O'Brien.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The draft Horsham CAD revitalisation streetscape plan is currently out for community feedback, which includes a proposal to reinstate verandas in the CAD. To fund these works, it is proposed to establish a local heritage restoration fund and/or a loan scheme to offer financial assistance to owners of commercial historical buildings to undertake restoration, conservation, and enhancement projects. Council welcomes feedback on this proposal.
Thank you, Mr. O'Brien. I have another public question from Angela Munn of Horsham, which I will accept by exception. The plans that are currently being proposed for Horsham North affect just under a quarter of Horsham's urban population. As it is going to have such a huge impact on a community, it would seem reasonable that residents should have a higher level of participation than is currently offered by HRCC as consultation. We are seeking IAP to level 4 collaboration as a minimum level for public participation prior to the development and implementation of any stage of such planning. Is there a reason that this should not occur? Mr. O'Brien.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. These comments will be referred to Evan Verman, who's the strategic planner, urban design lead, who's the project manager for the Horsham North Local Area Planning Project for consideration.
Thank you, Mr. O'Brien. We move to officer reports. The first report is Community Donations Policy Review. The purpose of this report is to adopt the amended Community Donations Policy. Councillors, before we commence, are there any questions or clarifications required? No? Okay, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Flynn?
I move that Council adopt the amended Community Donations Policy.
Thank you, Councillor Flynn. Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Bell? Is this motion opposed? Does anyone wish to speak to this motion? Councillor Flynn, you may begin, please.
It's common practice for us to review our policies, and this one particularly is tied up in our annual budget process. So I'm quite comfortable with how this has been presented to us.
Thank you, Councillor Flynn. Councillor Bell.
Maybe a clarification that wasn't really a question to ask. When we're looking at eligibility under 4.1 and we have recreation reserves, etc., is there a policy that we follow to guide that, you know, the level of payment or donation that is given to various groups. So if, like, you were concerned comparing, say, Horsham Community Oval with something like maybe St Michael's, you know, down at Coghlan Park, where there's a lot of public use. I'm just wondering if we do have a policy.
Okay, was there anything you'd like to say and then we can clarify?
No, I don't need to say anything else.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr Harrison.
Sorry about that. yes, we do have a it's not a council policy, but an administrative procedure around how we've calculated. That's quite old. We have reviewed it, and it's largely the way it's distributed is based on that historical calculation that went into details around water use and the like, a whole range of parameters. But it is something that we have identified as under that we do need to go back and re-look at.
Okay, thank you. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I'd just like to highlight the importance of having clear guidelines for community groups. So when they apply for donations or grants to help their group, they know the key selection criteria, so they can tick the boxes to know if it's not worth applying or if they're writing a box seat to get some help. So it's really good for our community to have clear guidelines. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Does anyone else wish to speak? Councillor Flynn, is there anything else you'd like to say? That being the case, councillors, let this motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand where I can see it. Thank you. That is carried. Item 9.2, council resolutions. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the outstanding council resolution action list and completed council resolution action list. Councillors, is there any questions before we, or clarifications required before we move this motion? Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. My question is, some of the things are fairly long-term outstanding. Should we also have a review in relation to if they're still relevant, some of those motions?
Mr. Barlow.
To you, Madam Mayor, I think that's a good suggestion. You know, the things, you know, which are not relevant, you know, perhaps we should actually bring them to a close. But having said that, you know, we do... the executive team does, Madam Mayor, review the resolutions on a quite a frequent basis, but there's no harm in actually having one look and see if there's anything which can be closed off.
And I do note some have closed since this report's been published too. So, Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I just wanted to comment on something similar. I did notice there were some things showing as outstanding that maybe just had a simple thing at the finish and I wasn't quite sure. So I wondered if it would be in order that we added a point 3 to this recommendation that council review and discuss outstanding resolutions.
Okay, well, would you like to move the entire motion?
Yes, I'm happy to do that, yes. Thanks, Madam Mayor. I move that council receive and note the outstanding council resolutions action list attached as Appendix 9.2A. Number 2, receive and note the completed council resolutions action list attached as Appendix 9.2B, and 3, that council review and discuss outstanding resolutions.
Okay, can I have a seconder for that motion, please? Councillor Bowe. Is anyone opposed to this motion? Does anyone wish to speak to this motion? That being the case, councillors will put this motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand. Thank you. That is carried. 9.3. Sorry, we got that sorted before I rush on.
Yeah, a couple of seconds.
Okay. 9.3, Quarterly Performance Report, October to December 2021. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the Quarterly Performance Report for the 3 months to 31 December 2021. Are there any questions or clarifications before we move this motion? Councillor Ross?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. In relation to surface performance indicators, Appendix 9.3A on page 13, we talk about community satisfaction with sealed local roads. Do we have any indicators of our unsealed gravel roads, the community satisfaction rates? Do we keep any KPIs on that bill?
Mr. Martin, can you answer that question?
Madam Mayor, thanks for the question. That's something that isn't part of the survey. This is a standard question that's done on a statewide basis to enable comparison around the state. So unfortunately, it doesn't attract that statewide level bit of the specific question. So not through this process, we don't have that sort of a directing tab.
Thank you. Do we have any other questions or clarifications, councillors? Councillor Bell.
Just on the on page 8 of the report, there's a couple of figures that have changed quite a bit. So, sorry, it's page 9. Concerned me that we went from on the cost of aquatic facilities per visit. I realise that COVID would have had implications on this, but can you tell me, is this a cost per head? It says aquatic centres per visit. Is that equating to a cost per head of ratepayers?
Mr.
Are you able to tell me? So it says 13.30. Is that a cost per head of the user or of the ratepayer, to the ratepayers?
Mr. Harris? Mr. O'Brien, who's going to be able to answer that question first?
Maybe I understand it's a cost of total population divided by attendances in that case, so that's how it's determined. So they obviously would have increased due to extra payments during COVID due to the various restrictions at the time. That's my understanding.
Okay, thank you.
Can I ask another one? I've got another clarification.
Okay, quick.
Yeah. And also on the cost of animal management service, it says by council's population. So does that mean that the $18.65 is per head of population?
Through Madam Mayor, that's correct. So basically, these indicators, you divide the cost of the service by the total population to determine what the cost, average cost is per population.
Is that per adult or includes
children? I think it's total. That I could verify that.
We've confirmed that it should be per total population.
That's a lot of money. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. No other questions, councillors? Okay. Could I have someone, is anyone prepared to move that recommendation as a motion? Councillor Power.
The council receive a note. I would have put it the other way around, sorry. Council note and receive the quarterly performance report, excuse me, for the 3 months to 31st of December 2021.
Thank you, Councillor Powell. Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Flynn. Is anyone opposed to this motion? Does anyone wish to speak to this motion? Councillor Powell, you may begin, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just like to say what a great report it was, quarterly performance report. Actually read it through twice. I did it again this afternoon just to go over on a few things, just to check little bits and pieces out. I also explored the Visit Horsham website, which I thought was rather great. I've done that a couple of times, but I was just looking for different things in relation to what it says in our report. So again, I congratulate everybody that had their hands in on this report. I think it's a great one. We go to the mutual respect charter endorsed. That's what it says there. A new charter that emphasises the importance of mutual respect between the Horsham River City Council, staff and councillors and customers. And it says it has been endorsed. Well, I hope it has been endorsed, and I hope it's been endorsed that we all, in our council meetings, outside our council meetings, when we're talking to staff, whether it be on council business or outside council business, that there is that respect that this talks about here. It's a great charter, and I'm glad it was endorsed by all councillors. I think that's rather great. On page 16, we've got the council expense reporting. Council expenses reporting, October to December 2021. I see that there, and there's some questions there on different amounts and so forth that need to be explained, not to me, but need to explain to the person that usually sits in that chair, the average citizen. So I would hope that in the next 3 months, when it comes back to us, that there is further detailing of what expenses are for in that expenses report. There has been talk of a policy, and I think it was downgraded to a get guidelines at one of our briefing meetings since Christmas time in relating to these expenses. I just put it to all councillors that when we talk about these things, there is such a thing as a pub test. When you go to a pub and talk to a couple of blokes or a couple of women in a pub, and they start talking about things. And the interesting part about was being a councillor in one of these little pub tests, they're having a crack at me about councillor expenses and the fact that it comes out like this. And I haven't had a look on the website to see whether it's the same form on the website. I suppose it is because it's there. But anyway, we started talking and so forth, and the general crack is, you're a councillor, so why do you do this, this and this and this? And the expenses come up, and I just said, well, they're just expenses. But one, I'll call him a cheeky bugger, younger than what I am, so he is, said to me, but you get an allowance for being a councillor. How come you get expenses? And I said, well, the expenses are for this, this and this, you know. If you go away, you get a car and so forth and so forth. One person said, but there's car mileage there. And there's only two people that use it. And I said, well, they're people from out of town. They travel in, and I fully understand that too. What we need to do is be able to explain to our community, be transparent about it, about our trips in and out of town if we use it. Any other expenses that are there too. Like for myself, and I'll call it myself, it's $687.96. It's just an expense there. So people say, well, look, you spent $700 of council money. Tell me what it was about. I say, well, I went to Canberra. So we need little things like that in our expense reporting so as every Joe Blow out there knows where our money's going to. We should be upfront and transparent. That there tells me nothing. It doesn't tell the everyday Joe anything as well. So I'll just leave it at that at the moment. But I do believe, and we spoke about this as councillors, I do believe that we have spoken about it. And we were going to do a policy on it, and at the moment I don't know where it is. So hopefully it comes to council soon, one way or another, whether it's a policy or guidelines, but it needs to be done for the sake of this council and every other council that follows us after this. There needs to be a policy because we have policies on everything in council, but one thing we don't have a policy on is our expenses, councillors' expenses. We don't have a policy on that.
Councillor Powell, we actually do have a policy. There's already an endorsed policy for council expenses, and we were discussing whether we wanted to amend it. So that's a discussion.
Oh, well, I apologise if there is such a thing and if we were going to amend it. I hope we do amend it then. If that's the case, I better sit down and read that before we go to do that. But overall, yes, fantastic piece of work this is. It really is. Sorry I got sidetracked on that. That's a bit of a pet of mine. But I do encourage everybody out there that's listening to us tonight, please go into the Visit Horsham website. Go on and have a look at it because there's so much in there that is there that encourages other people from outside the areas too. First off, we've got to encourage our own relations, family members and everybody else to come
that
back to Horsham,
time,
have a look
Powell.
And go forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Flynn.
Thank you, Madam. Thank you, Madam Mayor. I really enjoy reading this report every quarter because it gives us an update on Capital Works Program, our customer service performance, the finance report, service indicators, community projects update. And I was really pleased to read under our community project update and visitor services. They had several Melburnians pleasantly surprised with what Horsham had to offer when they visited here, and then some feedback from visitor services that stated in the report with relation to the dressmaker exhibition. The exhibition came in as the second most popular reason to visit Horsham after holidaying in Horsham. Overall, the dressmaker exhibition in the gallery was a very popular attraction for visitors of all ages, It was a great asset on a hot day when visitors were seeking air-conditioned indoor activities. And that's an activity that's accessible to everyone because there's no charge. So I was really pleased to read that. So thank you to everyone who's involved in producing this document.
Thank you, Councillor Flint. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I would like to encourage the public to read through this report too. And in fact, I'd like to ask whether or not it's possible when we send out the e-news, whether or not we can actually put a link to that report so that people actually get to see all of this. I found the service performance indicators really interesting. Often when you're a ratepayer, you look at your rates and you wonder where the money goes and you sort of think, well, you know, we've got these many millions in the budget. Where's it gone? This gives you a pretty good indication of where it's gone and if that's not where we need to be spending it. So we've been talking about a service review and I think things like this really highlight some of the areas that we do need to review. On what Councillor Power said, I actually had it circled as well. I noticed that there's 680 in the column under meetings, seminars, conferences and training. I wanted to highlight that that was training for me. And I actually would like the ratepayers to know what's spent on me in those areas because, you know, it tells you what I'm about. So I endorse and support what Councillor Power said too. But if this is circulated, I look forward to us receiving some comments back from the community about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Bray.
I'd like to thank the councillors for their comments and I'd like to say and encourage and sort of say that this is an informative report that shows how council is performing financially and the day's key objectives and its operations of service to the community whilst it's meeting the community needs. And I encourage people in the community to have a look at the this report. I look forward to coming out quarterly. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bowe. Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. This is a great report. There's always a fingers on the pulse. It's informative to our community to know what Council's doing, what we're spending money on, and how we're going and what we're doing our business. In relation to Councillor Power's comments, I do believe in transparency. For example, my personal expenses are fairly high. We're about 100 kilometres out of town. Every time I come in, it's significant travel. If I don't have a council phone, I use my own. So most of my cost is fairly high, is travel. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Councillor Power, is there anything you'd like to say to close out?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Yes, look, I do apologise. Before, when I said there was no policy on it, there is a policy. I've got the copy here that we're making amendments to, which is really, really good to see. That great, but as I said before, this whole report, and it is, it's the lifeblood of us here at Council. It shows people out there, the community, what a great community we actually do live in and the things that we, as a council, are trying to do, trying to support, and hopefully encourage others to come, visit and stay here in Horsham. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Powell. Councillors, we'll put this motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand where I can see it. Thank you. That is carried. 9.4, flood amendment. The purpose of this report is to request ministerial authorisation and public exhibition of Amendment C81 to amend the flood controls in the Horsham Planning Scheme. Councillors, are there any questions or clarifications before we proceed? Councillor Ross?
If I just make a statement in relation to, we just had questioned the data of Councillor's flood amendment on what we saw in 2011. The media said it was once in a 100-year flood, and really it was about a little over one in a 50-year flood. So that's why the water levels are higher on this flood amendment than what was we thought in the general public with the levels. So if anyone's got questions, that's probably my answer why that's happened. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. You're correct. Nothing else, councillors? Okay, we'll put this recommendation up. Is anyone prepared to move this recommendation as a motion? Councillor Ross.
It's been a move. Shall I move it as printed or shall I read the whole lot?
Well, we can say move it as printed. We don't have people in the gallery. Everyone who's watching at home can actually have the agenda in front of them. So, councillors, you happy for him to read it as move it as written, or do you want him to read it out?
I can if you like.
All right, councillor. All right. I know you don't like reading these long ones out.
We're filling a bit of time for
us. Right. I move the council pursuant to section 8A of the Planning and Environmental Act 1987 request the Minister for Planning to authorise council to prepare and exhibit a planning scheme amendment to implement the findings of the Horsham and Wartook Valley Flood Investigation 2019, Nandamuck Flood Investigation 2013, Warracknabeal Rim Flood Study Investigation 2016, Mount William Creek Flood Investigation 2014, Wimmera River and Yarra Yambia Creek Flood Investigation 2009-2010, and the Lower Wimmera Flood Investigation 2016-2017 in the following manner. A, amend the planning scheme maps to apply the LSIO to reflect the updated data. B, amend the planning scheme maps to apply the FO to reflect the updated data. C, delegate development design. Delete development design overlay schedule 4, in brackets, flood fringe development. D, delete development and design overlay schedule 9, in brackets, stormwater management area, in the bracket, as a result of being replaced by the special building overlay schedule 1E, amend the planning scheme maps to apply the special building overlay schedule 1. F, amend schedule 1 to clause 44.04 LSIO and clause 44.03 FO to meet the requirements of the ministerial direction on the form and content of the planning schemes in bracket sections 7, bracket 5 of the Act, in the bracket, clarify exemptions and remove duplication in the scheme. G, amend clause 02.03-3 in brackets, environmental risk and amenity, in the bracket, by making specific reference to the 5 flood studies undertaken by the Wimmera Catchment Management Authority and the application of flood-related overlays. H, delete clause 13.03/1L in brackets, floodplain management, in the bracket, on the basis that the provisions are effectively replaced by the schedules to the overlays. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. You've done well, need a glass of water now. Could I have a seconder for that motion, please, Councillor Bell? Is this motion opposed? Does anyone wish to speak to this motion? Councillor Ross, you may begin, please.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Planning for flooding is essential for emergency services, as we see in southeast Queensland at the moment. If we don't plan for these situations, we could have done or needless deaths. So it's essential we plan for emergency services so people know where they are situated on different flood levels and different intensity of rainfalls in the catchment. It's essential that council does this risk assessment, and I just recommend that everyone approves it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Firstly, I'd just like to say, those listening, if you don't know what LSIO means, it's land subject to inundation, and FO is flood overlay. Understanding this flood amendment is complex, and I commend the Wimmera Catchment Authority for the time and effort they took to demonstrate how the modelling is completed to arrive at this amendment and to assist councillors to understand how it affected approximately 2,800 properties in our municipality. This is a big amendment, and I encourage all ratepayers to inquire and seek understanding if affected, and understand you are able to put in a submission. It may impact your plans to build, insurance or other, but it's important that you understand what it's all about. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Does anyone else wish to speak? Councillor Flynn.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. We've had a number of briefings on this, and I feel we've been very well provided with information. It's a very important piece of work and good planning practice to go through this. The flood studies we've had presented to us are of a high quality. It's about minimising the risk to the people in the community, those who live here, and it will also help prevent properties being built in the wrong place. And following on from Councillor Bell, I certainly encourage anyone who feels they might be impacted or doesn't have a good understanding to reach out to council and ask some questions.
Thank you, Councillor Flynn. Councillor Bowe.
Yes, I'd like to say that thanks to Catherine Foley for the six flood studies. It's sort of important for these studies and the new overlays to be introduced because the community, council and relevant landowners must have accurate and up-to-date information to reduce the impact of flooding and flood damage. As anyone that's maybe new to the area, why this happens, it's under the Section 8 of the Planning Environment Act that we need to request the Minister for Planning to authorise Council to prepare and to exhibit a planning scheme amendment to implement the findings of the six flood studies. Once the authorisation is approved by the Minister, Council we can exhibit it and then we can make submissions and then a council report will be presented and any submissions that are received and the panel hearing if required. I just mentioned that in case there was any new people to the area that want to understand what the flood amendment is. And yeah, so thank you.
Councillor Boat. Councillor Parrish, anything you'd like to add?
No.
Councillor Ross, anything you'd like to close out?
Yes, thanks, Madam Mayor. I'd like to concur with my fellow councillors, but also make the statement that this has included the Wimmera catchments and their tributaries. It's also important that Ganoa, while I don't believe there's any residents in danger, there's risk of infrastructure being built in flood zones with new people coming to the area. So it's important the whole municipality has the appropriate flood studies, and I fully support this recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Councillors, we'll put this motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand where I can see it. Thank you. That is carried. 9.5 Greening Greater Horsham Municipal Tree Strategy. The purpose of this report is to adopt the Greening Greater Horsham Municipal Tree Strategy 2022 and the Tree Management Policy 2022. Councillors, are there any questions or clarifications required before we move this motion? Councillor Bell?
Yes, Madam Mayor. I just wanted to clarify that we have still got a separate section that's separate to this where we were going to be working with the community for the tree types and planning. Is that correct? Yes. So basically the action plan for the...
Through Madam Mayor, there will be separate work done with our operations team, with groups to ensure that we've got the right species selection as part of the rollout of the Greater Greening Horsham plan.
Thank you, Mr. O'Brien. Any other questions or clarifications, councillors? That being the case, I'm looking for someone who's prepared to move those a motion. Councillor Bowe, look, you're desperate to put your hand up. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. That Council, one, adopt the Greening Greater Horsham Municipal Tree Strategy 2022, Advent 9.5A, and two, adopt the Tree Management Policy 2022, Advent 9.5C.
Thank you, Councillor Bowe. Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Flynn. Is anyone opposed to this motion? Does anyone wish to speak to this motion? Councillor Bowe, you may begin, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We now have a strategic plan document, which is the Greening Greater Horsham and Tree Management Policy. I want to thank everybody involved and their input in the Greening Greater Horsham Municipal Tree Strategy. The plan identifies several actions and objectives, such as increasing canopy coverage with suitable trees, educating, engaging the community and stakeholders, and whilst improving our streetscape character, biodiversity, livability, reinforcing the value placed on culturally and historical significant trees and increasing the well-being of our community. I welcome and support the vision in the report, which is trees will be healthy, vibrant and a value asset of the municipality's infrastructure using an integrated sustainable management practices, council will create a welcoming landscape with a canopy cover that supports biodiversity and climate resilience, contributes to the community's physical and mental well-being, and raises awareness of the importance of cultivating significant trees. And in closing, as for the quote, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, the best time is now. I can't wait to look back in, say, 20 years and in well and truly into the future to see how this has positively impacted our community, environment and climate change. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bow. Councillor Flynn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Following on from Councillor Bow, what I picked up in the report was the strategy seeks to embed the following objectives into Council's everyday business: protect and enhance existing public trees, increase the tree canopy cover, improve streetscape character and biodiversity linkages of Horsham and townships, including the river frontage, educate and engage with the community, deliver a best practice tree management program, and celebrate cultural heritage. I'd like to thank the staff and say well done who were involved in putting this together, because they were able to engage with 120 people to complete a survey and get that back to us, and I think that's no mean feat. And it was noted that because of the feedback they received from some of those stakeholders, they were able to change the strategy and update it and clarify some of the details. So from this document, it's going to help us achieve a healthier, cooler and more sustainable environment. And Councillor Bow and Councillor Ross always say, you know, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. Well, someone wrote on social media over the weekend, planting a tree today means that you believe in the future. And I think that's something that is achievable for all of us. So I look forward to seeing all these things come to fruition through this plan. So thanks to everyone involved.
Thank you, Councillor Flynn. Anyone else like to speak? Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I'm guarding Australia, cross the head on a T-shirt, more trees, please. And it's very appropriate. And it's very appropriate for Horsham, a very hot, semi-arid city, to cool our inner urban area. It's so essential we have those trees. So I fully support the strategy, but I believe it's the first step. I think we need to go further. And I was pleased to see one of the changes was mention of understory species. So we start to create some biodiversity, true biodiversity in the urban area. I'd like to see it also extend out to our rural areas, not just the urban area. But for example, I was lucky enough to see a flock of 25 to 30 red-tailed black cockatoos, probably further east than I've ever been seen before, feeding on willow trees. And it's about sustaining these trees for their endangered species, which also is sustainability. And when we develop our strategy through to that level, we really start kicking big goals. This is a good start and a wonderful start, but I think we need to go much further. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I fully support this too. I don't believe there'd be many people in Horsham that don't. Everybody wants more trees. But one thing I'd comment on is that a lot of people speak to me about inappropriate trees. So I hope that moving forward, we can actually work with the community. Many have said to me, the one in front of my home actually looks half dead, or it's dropping things on the footpath that makes it dangerous or whatever. I'd be happy to pay for a replacement tree. I would like to see this developed into a project that we actually do with the community, so that if any of us would like a new tree on our nature strip that is more appropriate, we can actually put our hand up and work with council or pay to have that new tree put there. Let us have ownership so that we can work with the community, with the council, to actually have the community and council work truly together on a big project that might bridge some gaps that we've had in our community and council relationship for a long time. I would encourage council going forward to involve the stakeholders, as I've said. This is an email that I received today from the Wimmera Growers of Australian Plants, a local group who are very passionate in this area. I won't read the whole thing, but they said that they're happy for the green and greater policy that's been put forward. They want to enter into ongoing discussions with the appropriate people with a view to expanding the range of Australian plants used in Horsham streets and parks, and increasing the percentage of Australian versus exotic across the city. There is an issue with honey locust that they've addressed. They said they've got photos available and neighbours have told them of the expenses that the trees have caused to their property. They are declared noxious weeds in Queensland and in parts of New South Wales. I believe they should all be removed from our streets and not used again. I see the Wimmera growers' involvement with council on this matter as being long-term and cordial arrangement. So I think to receive an email like that tells you how keen the community are. And we want trees as soon as we can. So it is a cost, and if the community is prepared to be part of this, I think we can achieve much greater outcomes in a shorter period. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Councillor Carr, anything you'd like to add?
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. Great report.
So really fantastic to see. Easy reading too. That's one thing I'll say about this, because at times we get reports that there are some words and so forth that even I don't, and I'm not really bright, understand. But these are really great reports. I've gone through it and I've highlighted here, there and everywhere else. But just to back up what everybody else has said, this is what Horsham, but this is what the LGA of Horsham needs. So we've got to think of the other places too. We've got to think of the Jungs and the Wartooks and the Nanimucks and so forth too. When we talk about trees in Horsham, fantastic. Go for it. Get more. But let's go to Nanimuck. Let's go to Pimpernia. I reckon Pimpernia is pretty bare myself out there. Some will come along and say, no, we've got plenty of trees. But I think it's pretty bare. But we've got to have that community connection, that community involvement, the community that says, that's my tree at the front on my nature strip. That's mine. I'm going to care for it. I'm going to look after it. That's what we need to do. We need to be able to get the community involved and take on the tree in front of their place or the tree in their backyard. I'll look after that because it's in their backyard. But the one out the front, I've got a beautiful tree at the front of my place. Don't know when it was put in, 10 years ago, I suppose, but it's grown into a beautiful tree. Try to look after as much as I possibly can, but, I mean, it's one of those trees that just grows. So I would envisage over the years that all the trees that we've planted in the last 5 years, and if you drive around and portion, there's quite a few of them, if you go and have a look at them and just envisage what they will look like in 5 or 10 years' time. Great, fantastic, let's keep doing it. Let's do it a lot quicker, though. Let's get more trees into the ground. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Powell. Councillor Burr, anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah. I'd just like to say thanks to Councillor for Thomas. As you heard, there's great a lot of opportunities and enthusiasm for planting more trees right across our municipality. And I encourage the community and everyone to get involved where you can, because there's a lot of opportunities, and I just can't wait to many years in the future and look back and say we've done a fantastic job. So thanks.
Thank you, Councillor Bowe. Councillors, put this motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand. I can see it. Thank you. That is carried. 9.6. Investment Attraction and Growth Report. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the Investment Attraction and Growth Report for December 2021. Councillors, are there any questions or clarifications before we move this report? Councillor Powell.
It's not a question, it's not a clarification, but can I just say, in relation to these reports, and especially this one, that we use words that the everyday person can understand straight off without having to go to a dictionary or something like that. I had a couple of phrases here, but I can't find them. So while we're talking about it, I'll try and find the phrases that I'm looking for. But can we just put it into everyday language? That's all I'm asking.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Power. That's noted. Anyone else got a question or clarification? Okay, councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I move that council receive and note the Investment Attraction and Growth Report for December 2021.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Flynn. Is anyone opposed to this motion? Does anyone wish to speak to this motion? Councillor Bell, you may begin, please.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I've got a request with regards to the empty shops that I'd like considered by the staff. We always report the shops that are empty. I'd like to switch it to a glass half full approach and let's report the ones that are full.
percentage full rather than percentage empty.
Yeah, well, they've got numbers here, so let's show how many are actually full. And let's help to celebrate and support those that are actually battling to survive and stay in business and keep our CBD going and support the community. So that's just one thing that I'd like to see happen. I'd also like to support the Grampians Life section, which is the website that promotes vacancies and people can click on the area. Hopefully we can keep filling some jobs because we've got a lot of vacancies lately, locally. So it'd actually be good if maybe even there was a link to that that could be shared with all of us that have all the people in town that have businesses, that maybe it could be shared through our e-news or something, inviting people to actually share the link to that far and wide, because we might have family or someone in Queensland that we share it with and they might decide they want to shift, especially at the moment. So, yeah, it just could be something that we can actually get a little bit more mileage by sharing it further. Thank you.
Might also get some more job ad vacancies put on it as well. Anyone else? Councillor Flynn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. It was great to see that the Wimmera Agricultural and Logistics Hub, the subdivision off Bergen Drive, is officially on the market and we've already had 9 lots sold, so that's great to see. The dressmaker got another really positive mention in this report, and I can't find what else I wanted to share with you, but yes, here it is. On page 34 of our report, our staff have obviously been and developed some really good relationships with our business owners in town, and we had a golf event obviously in early December, and there was some really positive feedback shared with everyone about what the local businesses thought and felt from that event being in town. So I think that's really good to be able to read that, and it's good that we've gone to the effort to develop a relationship with our business owners. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Just want to clarify, there's 9 blocks available for sale at the Wall Hub. Only one's being sold, so there's 9 available for businesses to...
Oh, well, it says, lot 9 already sold.
Okay. Whoops. That's okay. Just wanted to clarify for those playing along at home. Anyone else like to speak? Councillor Powell.
Yeah, thanks, Madam Mayor. Another great report. As I said, I still can't find a couple of pieces that I had highlighted in relation to everyday language, but we won't worry about that now. Horsham Golf Club, yeah, business development, fantastic. Out there on Friday for a golf day. And just the buzz around the golf club itself was fantastic. It really was, considering what they've gone through in the last 24 months. So it's great to see that up and running. I like to see that the number of shops vacant shops have gone down. The figures that we have here always show Horsham, okay? And it bugs me because I would like to see, I don't know whether we can do it, whether it is being done and they're just put under Horsham, but visitations to Wartook, visitations to Matimuck, visitations to Pimp and Iron Jungle, I suppose, will be very minimal, but still there must be visitations. But to the big areas like Wartook and Natimuck and to Arapiles, do they just come under Horsham itself, or have I missed it where they are actually shown as visitations to those areas? I don't think... No, they're not there. So can we, in our destination of visitors, can we actually show if they've come to Horsham, then gone to Manimuck or gone to Manimuck or gone wherever, gone to Wartook and stayed at Wartook maybe? Had a conversation Thursday, Friday last week where I was in another role trying to approach people for donations for a cause. I was out at Wartook, out at Laharam, and spoke to a young bloke out there that had concerns about that. Because they're a part of the Grampians, but northern end of the Grampians, they don't get anything. They're forgotten about out there. And it was really concerning to hear one of our residents actually say that. I did not believe that being a part of the Grampians or the northern Grampians that they felt that way, but they really do. They feel very well left out there at Wartook and Laharam area. So if we could just have, I don't know how we're going to do it, but if we could just get figures on people traffic out that way, movement in between the places that are out there, to show that we as a council are interested in the people that live out at Laharam and Wartook.
Thank you, Councillor Powell. Mr. O'Brien, is there anything you can add to Councillor Powell's comments?
Madam Mayor, just on destination visitors, we do have it as in whether it's Isola, Isola, Mount Arapiles, or the desert or Horsham. We have the grampians as one figure, so we can do some work around that. If there wants some detail around what the breakout is around those, but it's currently this way it's broken up. So, yeah, so we can, certainly it's got Mount Arapiles as such, with, you know, out of the 286. So we can work a bit more detail if required around breakup of destination.
Mr. O'Brien. Other comments, councillors? Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I've enjoyed reading this report and I've learned a fair bit from it. I didn't realise before in Horsham how much sport tourism means to this town. Every time there's a sporting event, all the motels are booked out and the retail picks up and the restaurants have great trade. So the volleyball, the basketball, the motocross and the golf tournaments and our speedway at Stowe Town are so important to the vibrancy of this city. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Does anyone else wish to speak? Councillor Bowe.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to say that, I won't look forward to this action attraction and growth activities for a monthly report. Fantastic to see it continue moving forward. Hopefully the different decisions can be sort of filled, because I know that I really feel for some of the businesses that are really short staff. I've even had someone ask me today to help them, and I'm sort of thinking, maybe I'll have to put my hand up for I don't know how long, but I sort of, I've been out of that sort of industry for a while, but I'm sure I'll be able to help out. But then I might fall into a trap of having to help someone else, but that knowing me, I want to help everybody. So I'm glad to see the Central District activity plan going out and about, and encourage everyone to have a look at that. I support it. All other councillors, comments, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bowe. Councillor Bell, is there anything else you'd like to add? Councillors, will put this motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand where I can see it. Thank you. That is carried. 9.7, Annual Action Plan. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the draft annual action plan and make it available to the community for feedback. Councillors, are there any questions or clarifications before we move this motion? Councillor Bowe.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I've just got one question. I know you say for feedback on online and that, and no doubt you'll have a few other ways of online where they come into the town's office to have a look, or how that engagement process would sort of go. So I know that you've got some online, and no doubt you'll have some in the hard copy form or whatever. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Mr. Harris.
Yes, through you, Madam Mayor. Yes, as well, we will have an online form that people will be able to log into and quickly do a simple response. But as always, there'll be opportunities for people to make a submission with an email or write a letter, or could come in and verbally give it to if they feel like that at the council customer service area.
And we have the
computers there that people could be shown how to do it online as well.
Thank you, Mr. Harrison. Councillor Bell.
Mayor, I was just wondering if there's going to be any opportunity for people to actually talk. So not everybody likes to put things on a form. Some people like to actually have the conversation. And I think for something like this, it would be some people who may not understand how it all works and may need the conversation. So that's. I was just wondering if I couldn't see that was included anywhere.
Mr. Harrison?
Going through you, Madam Mayor, I would say, I mean, normally officers are available at any time for people to come in and talk about a matter such as this that's out for community engagement. So we can make that really explicit on the website, that if someone wants to come and talk to somebody, then they can simply do that, and we'll give them a contact number for that.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. And maybe it could always also be made aware that councillors are happy to talk to them.
Correct. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Bowe.
That Council 1 receive and note the draft action plan at EPIC 9.7A and 2 make the draft annual action plan available to the community until 25th of March 2022 to provide feedback.
Thank you, Councillor Bowe. Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Bell. Is this motion opposed? Does anyone wish to speak to this motion? Councillor Bowe, you may commence, please.
Thank you. I just lost my notes. The Action Plan 2022-2023 outlines the plan to achieve initiatives and priorities to make our community the best it can be, and how it aligns with our vision, community vision, and the council plan, which will move out one step closer to attaining community vision. I want to encourage the community to have their say on the action plan and provide feedback as it's open until 25th of March via the council website. Have your say page, or you'll be able to write in submissions or coming to the council office reception area and sort of either speak to someone or type it up on the computer. So that's all I've got to say.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I'd just like to say that I would hope that we could actually maybe involve the community panel in this. They had some pretty clear recommendations that they put together in their final community panel report. So it'd be great. They did indicate that they wanted to be involved in all this sort of thing going forward. So it'd be great to send them an email personally inviting them to make a contribution. I'd also like us to actually, in the e-news, to explain to the community what the action plan actually is and how it works together with the council plan and what it actually means to the organisation. And to understand that the more we have in the action plan, the more money we probably need for resources, et cetera. So, but it's important that we know their priorities too, I believe. I don't think we do enough in this area working out the community's priorities, and sometimes it's the community's fault because they're not actually giving us that input. So we do the engagement, and we might get, I think Councillor Flynn said earlier, 120 or something on the trees, which was classed as a good response. But when you look at the number of people in the community, either they didn't know it was on or they didn't feel strongly enough about to put a submission in. So I encourage people to be more involved and to actually get involved in what you want in the action plan, because the action plan is what directs this organisation to put in place. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Does anyone else wish to speak? Councillor Flynn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Following on from my fellow councillors, I think the thing we need to remember is the annual action plan is how council is going to deliver on the council plan. And at the moment, it's a draft. And as Councillor Bowe and Bell have both said, now is the opportunity for the community to review this document and provide any feedback to us. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Flynn. Does anyone else wish to speak? Councillor Ross.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I'm going to support this proposal because it's a draft form going out for the community, which is essential we do. From my perspective as a councillor, this is a very broad strategic plan where there are no hard timelines with outcomes. It's a theme-based document. And I believe an action plan should be actually outcomes with a timeline by a certain date to be an action plan. And if the community agrees with me, I'd ask them to really have their say. It's about 25 days, which is fairly short, but please have a say, because I believe an action plan should have clear outcomes with timelines and even perhaps have dollars budgeted to that, which could come from the budget. at the moment is very broad, it's theme-based, and it's very open. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ross. Mr Harrison, can you just clarify? Because I thought the document actually identified the department who was responsible for delivering on that and the time upon which it would be completed.
Yes, Madam Mayor, that's correct.
Thank you. So it does actually include that in the action plan, Councillor Ross.
Madam Mayor, I didn't see hard dates as in it's a year in a plan for a whole year, whereas I think the planning, you want, you know, like the 30th of December to be a deadline. That's what I expect to see. It's very, to me, it's, I didn't see those hard dates there. I saw it very open in relation to a whole fiscal year or even a couple of years, which I'd like to see things a bit tighter than that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Ross. Councillor Powell, is there anything you'd like to add to it?
No.
Councillor Bowes, is there anything you'd like to say to close out?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Councillors, that being the case, we'll put this motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand where I can see it. Thank you. That is carried. 9.8, Chief Executive Officer's Operational Report. The purpose of this report is to receive and note the Chief Executive Officer's Operational Report for January-February 2022. Councillors, are there any questions before we carry forward? Councillor Bell.
Madam Mayor, I just wondered if through you we could have an explanation of what the strategic discussions were, read the Visitor Economy Recovery and Reform Plan. I'm not aware of what that plan is. Thank you.
Mr Baller.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And so this is, Councillor, as you may recall, that the state government in the last couple of years has undertaken a, a review of how the regional tourism boards operate. And there was a set of recommendations which came out of that review to build the capability and the capacity at the local, at the regional level for tourism organisations. One of the key recommendations from that review was around restructuring the RTBs, the regional tourism boards. It appears, you know, that particular recommendation is not actually being progressed in the form it was originally envisaged to do. So there's a bit of a rethink happening on that front. So I think that was the sort of the key point of discussion from that meeting. The other one is, of course, around, you know, the couple of funding rounds which are currently on offer. So there's one around the enabling tourism, which is money for planning for new tourism projects. So there's a subject of discussion. And also the tourism round, you know, which we also submitted to, you know, so the, you would recall, councillors, we submitted an application for the stage, the event stage at the Soil Park. So that government is currently open. So there was some discussion about that funding round as well.
That's all part of that plan.
That's correct. Yeah. So the funding rounds are actually being in a way driven by the strategic review, which was undertaken over a couple of years.
Thank you. Any other questions, councillors? Okay, we've got a recommendation in front of us, councillors. Is anyone prepared to move those motion, Councillor Bell?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I move that Council receive and note the Chief Executive Officer's operational report for January-February 2022.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Flynn. Is anyone opposed to that motion? Does anyone wish to speak to that motion? Councillor Bell.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. It was good to see that the Nature and Waterplay Park, there's a lot of people hanging on that arriving. It does say that it'll take approximately 12 months to complete. Work scheduled to be completed for the public toilets at Sawyer Park, and as I'm on the Fishing Competition Committee, we'll be pleased to see that happens. But the one thing that I really wanted to highlight was the Sawyer Park Health and Wellbeing Activation. I think this is a brilliant program. I think it's a great way of getting families out together to actually work, and it's great to see that the Town Hall staff are working closely with local health and wellbeing providers to deliver this free community health and wellbeing sessions that are going to be at Sawyer Park every Saturday. Planning is well underway for the first session, scheduled to start next Saturday on the 5th of March at 9 a.m. and continuing each Saturday through to December. Not sure how we'll go in the winter, but anyway, it might get a bit nippy. But they'll range from fitness, dancing, yoga, mindfulness and much more. I think this is brilliant coming out of COVID, and hopefully it'll help people with some mental health. And the fact that it's great that family, neighbours, friends can all just meet down there, I think it's great. So congratulations to everyone who's behind getting that program going as an activation. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Councillor Flynn. No? Does anyone else wish to speak? No? Councillors will put that motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand. Thank you. That is carried. Item 10, Councillor Reports and Acknowledgements. Can I please have someone move that we suspend standing orders? Councillor Bow, Councillor Flynn. All those in favour? Thank you. That is carried. Councillor Bell, we'll start this side of the room this time. What actually is alphabetical? I didn't realise that.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. The last few weeks I've been focused on moving around the municipality and gathering an overview and chatting to community members. I've spent a lot of time in Horsham North taking photos and notes and talking to various community members. It's very interesting when you take a close look at what's around you and what's not there. I noticed on Facebook recently that councillors were invited to a community gathering at Community House, and I thought it was a great opportunity to catch up for a chat. So I attended that on Saturday a week ago. I commend those who attended, who were focused on discussing matters affecting their livability each and every day. And I congratulate all those in attendance who, even if they were extremely frustrated, stayed with discussion, looking for resolutions. I agree that every single one of our urban citizens has a right to expect to walk out their front door and be able to walk on a footpath and around the block or to the bus stop. Just the same as I believe that those who are rural citizens have a right to drive to their homes without risking their lives on the road or damaging their vehicles to do so. I must say, as a councillor, being required to consider all in a fair and equitable manner, it reinforced the importance of basic services that all our communities have a right to before worrying about millions being spent for items that create shortcuts or may attract visitors. Our priorities need to be in line with everyday rights and expectations of our community members, I believe. I also attended the Australia Day celebrations at Sawyer Park, but unfortunately I missed many of the speeches as there seemed to be some gorillas that were perched right near me and they overpowered. So I missed a lot of the good speeches. Something that we will need to be aware of when we have amplification down there, because we'll need to be quite loud to beat them. So that's my report. I haven't done any trainings at the moment, but I've been very focused on the community. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bell. Councillor Bow.
I know we announced it at the start of the meeting, but I'd like to sort of say my heart really goes out to the people of Queensland and New South Wales affected by the floods and to the Ukraine community. I'm really thinking of them at this time. And I've been doing out and about kicking a few footballs and walking around while doing a bit of exercise, walking around and having a look in a good area and sort of assessing different things around the community. I noticed a couple of different events happening this week, and I believe that the official date is the 8th of March, is the International Women's Day. I wish to say thanks and recognise the contribution that all women make to their community. I want to say happy International Women's Day to all the women and have a fantastic day. Proudly celebrating you and all the women around you today. You today and every day. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bow. Councillor Flynn.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Today is a significant day because those of us who've been working at home have returned to the office. I don't think anyone who hasn't done that has an appreciation of the battles and the struggles people have had working from their spare room, their dining room table, the card table in the middle of the lounge room. So I'm sure there's more staff than council staff and staff at GWM Water, but I'd just like to acknowledge the people who have kept businesses going, looked after themselves, their families, and schooled their children from home. We returned to our offices today, which I don't think it'll be the last time we will work from home. But thanks to everyone who's contributed to keeping our community going and the wider community over the last 2 years.
Thank you, Councillor Flynn. Councillor Powell?
No, I'm good, thanks.
Councillor Ross?
No,
okay, thank you. All right, councillors, can I have someone move that we resume standing orders, please? Councillor Flynn, Councillor Bowe. All those in favour? Thank you. That is carried. Can I have someone move that we receive those reports, please? Councillor Flynn, Councillor Ross. All those in favour, please raise your hand where I can see it. Thank you. That is carried. There is no urgent business. There are no petitions and joint letters. Procedural business. 13.1, informal meetings of councillors. The purpose of agenda item number 13.1 is to receive and note the informal meetings of councillors for the council briefing meetings held on 7th, 14th and 21st of February 2022. 13.2, sealing of documents. The purpose of agenda item 13.2 is to receive and note the sealing of documents being the deed of variation of lease premises Horsham Caravan Park, 195 Bray Street, Horsham, between Horsham Rural City Council and Horsham Riverside Caravan Park Proprietary Limited. There is no inward correspondence and there are no council committee minutes. Councillors, we have a recommendation in front of us. Is anyone prepared to move that as a motion? Councillor Bowe.
Yep, the council receive and note agenda items 13.1, formal meetings of councillors, record of meetings, 13.2, sealing of documents, 13.3, inward correspondence, 13.4, councillor committee minutes. Thank you.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder for that motion, please? Councillor Flynn. Is anyone opposed to that motion? Does anyone wish to speak to that motion? That being the case, we'll put that motion to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. That is carried. There are no notices of motion. There are confidential items on the agenda for consideration tonight. I now ask members of the gallery to leave so that the meeting can move into confidential matters. Can someone now move that the council move into confidential? Councillor Flynn, Councillor Ross, all those in favour? Thank you. That is carried.